bit excited about this, Ali.
I know you are.
It's a conjunction that's happening right now in the sky. I'm talking right this minute. Apparently you have to look east towards the horizon, and apparently it's if you've got a clear view, and you should have around this time of the morning, you can see apparently Jupiter and Mercury about well, it's hard to explain on radio because I'm just saying I'm holding my
thumb
here.
He's holding his fingers up, his thumb and finger. Yeah, so what, they're going to get closer together or
something,
are they?
Well, it looks like they're closer together, but Rose Smith, our resident psychic, knows what all this means and how the conjunction affects us. She's with us this morning. Rose, thanks for getting up early and chatting.
Hello, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Rose. Tell everyone what's happening with Jupiter and Mercury.
Yes, so Jupiter conjuncts Mercury, and it's been going on for a few days, but today they're the closest.
Okay.
And I'm looking out over the sky, but I can't see them because I've got trees in the way at the moment.
Well, chop them down. Oh, whoops, council will hate that.
No, not doing that. But this gives us all a renewed sense of hope and optimism. You know, Jupiter's all about expansion, looking out over the horizons of life and making your life larger, bigger and better. So we need that after everything we've been through.
Really?
In 2020.
Do our lives need to really get bigger and better? I'm happy with my life the way it is, Rose.
Well, if you do, that's fine. This just gives you like a rejuvenated sense of what you're already enjoying then.
There's always room for improvement, Bilko, as well. And so did you say optimism, Rose?
Yes.
We'll be feeling
yes.
more optimistic. Bilko, there you go, more positive. Are you feeling more positive, Rose?
I'm just not feeling it, Rose, at the moment. Is that because
he's not
it
feeling.
Is coming. It does take a while sometimes.
Okay.
Like when things are in the spiritual realms, it takes a while for it to filter down to the everyday earthlings like us.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's definitely coming. And those of the audience, those people that are very sensitive, psychic or intuitive, they'll probably already feel it. And
okay.
I've noticed since the last couple of weeks, actually, that I've had a lot of lightness. I just feel a little bit more energetic. I feel like I can get things done a bit easier. It hasn't been an easy time that we've all been through.
No.
You know, so,
Rose, when can I expect Bilko's positivity and optimism to kick in?
Well, it depends how open he is. You know, the more open a person is, the quicker it will show.
Well, apparently there's a time coming up when Ali and I will be on a road trip together for an entire week. I'm not sure how open I'm going to be on that.
Yes,
but,
can you arrange for Jupiter and Mercury to be really super tight throughout that period? I'd really appreciate that. Okay, so
enjoy yourself.
Yes, in all seriousness, though, so yeah, like. Do you really notice a change in people, obviously, when these astronomical events happen?
Yes.
That's not even the right way to say it either.
The astronomy is the scientific calculations, the mathematics of the orbits.
Mm-hmm.
But that's astronomy is like the child of astrology. So astrology, they made the observations and they worked out, you know, some of the orbits of the planets they could see. Because astrology has been around for thousands and thousands of years, where astronomy has only been around for a few hundred years.
You were right, Ali. It's astrology, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so where astrology comes in with the extra is that it's the interpretation of what the planets mean. What we can see here on Earth and how that affects us psychologically, emotionally and spiritually. And they do have an effect, definitely. They have an effect.
Fantastic.
Okay, so there's something true to when they say when there's a full moon, you know, everyone goes a bit...
Bonkers.
Yeah,
well,
bonkers.
Not everyone, but, yes, certainly if you ask police or, you know, other first responders or, you know, hospital staff, they'll tell you that when there's a full moon, people, you know, that are... Let's say they're more closely aligned with what's going on with their subconscious...
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to show. They're going to notice the difference.
Fantastic. All right, so it's about being positive and it's been going since the 22nd. I'm going to try and embrace it even more as I look out to the sky. So if you can spot a Jupiter Mercury are less than the width of the moon apart, that's how you'll notice it there towards the horizon. Just make sure you've got a clear view because if you've got buildings and trees like you, Rose, pretty hard to do. But that doesn't stop the energy getting through, which is the most important thing.
Yes, whether we can see it or not, and it's probably a bit light now to see it. It's like the morning star Venus. You can see just at the dawn, you know, mm-hmm. and it doesn't stop the energy. We can, our psyche still pick that up.
Fantastic.
Okay, so will we be able to see this tomorrow morning as well?
Yes, but it'll be earlier than, I think it's earlier than, because it's already 5:47 now a.m.
Oh.
Oh. There you go, she's
Jupiter's
gone.
Got her. All right, Jupiter's taken her off there. Yeah. Rose Smith, check her out at Absolute Soul Secrets if you want to find out more about Rose. And maybe if you're looking at getting a reading or maybe you want to see more about where your life's going, take advantage of her advice because she's pretty darn good.